Hello and welcome to another episode on happiness and relationships by Sagarika Shah from Thought Council. As Oprah Winfrey has very rightly said, the greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change his future by merely changing his attitude. It is the most essential yet underestimated trait of our personality and is the core of everything within and around us. Haven't we heard people saying, "Dude, that girl has an attitude"? People tend to get impressed with someone with an attitude. Our attitude determines the state of our mind, the way we feel about people and situations. An attitude is equally responsible for one's success and failure. A positive attitude creates a positive action, and a negative attitude creates a negative action. These actions further create a reaction. An attitude controls our life. But you know what? We can control our attitude. Isn't that wonderful? While attitudes can be positive and negative, we only need to worry about the negative attitudes that come in the way of our behavior and perception. They come from constant negative thinking. When negative thoughts take over our minds, they get ingrained into our subconscious and the unconscious and become a part of our persona. Negative thinking becomes a habit, so majority of thoughts become negative and become a magnet for negative attitude. Negativity breeds failure, unhappiness, and pessimism. It kind of reinforces our negative attitudes. So the next relevant question would be, how do we develop a positive attitude? Nothing worth its value comes easy. To have a new attitude, we must change our subconscious thinking by deliberating and evaluating every thought and replacing it with a positive one. Now, is this as easy as it sounds? No, it's never easy. But it only takes 21 days to form a new habit. So all you need to do is to keep practicing this habit for 3 weeks and the new habit will be inculcated. The moment we train our minds to shift all our negativity into positivity, our positive attitude shows up and it gives us the defense mechanism to deal with and control all kinds of situations around us. We become the decision makers to decide if the situation in question is positive or negative. Which means even if the situation is not ideal, we would have the right attitude to deal with it. We can program it so that what comes out of the programming is nothing but what we have processed it with. Attitudes hold the key to success in all walks of life, personal and professional. So if I were to ask you right now about the kind of attitude you carry, what would be your answer? Why don't you monitor your attitude and send me your answer on sagarika@thoughtcouncil.com? Does your attitude control the way you see the world and the way the world sees you? After all, wouldn't you be attracted to someone with a great attitude? How about being that someone? Please accept my gratitude for listening to my words on attitude. And do not underestimate its magnitude. Do visit us on www.thoughtcouncil.com. Till next time, take care, stay safe, and keep smiling.